We are learning Masech the Saita, Daf Lamed Hey Amad Aleph, and we are starting in the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Amad Beis. We're in the middle of a sugya of how the Yidden crossed the Yarden, and we got sidetracked, and we're talking about the Meraglim. So now we'll continue with the sugya of Meraglim. We'll come back to the Yarden soon. It says in the Pasuk, Vayashuvu Metuarts, the Meraglim returned from spying on the land, Meketz Abam Yen. It says Vayashuvu. And the Pasuk says, a different Pasuk, Vayelchu Evoyal Moshe Valarim, called Asmer Yisrael, Amidbar Parah, and Kadesha, Veshivo Yisam Dava. So the question is, it already says that they returned, Vayashuvu, it says. So here, that Pasuk Chafei says Vayashuvu. Then it says, the next Pasuk says, Vayelchu Vayivoyu. They went, they came back. What do you mean? They already came back. It doesn't make sense to say Vayelchu Vayivoyu. So extra word Vayelchu, basically. Amar Vayelchu, Mashim, Mashim, Yoichai, Makash, Alich, Labia. We make a hekesh alicha to the bia. Ma bia ba eitzara. Just like when they came back, they gave a bad report and they mechaven to embarrass Eretz Yisrael. Af alicha ba eitzara. Even when they went with a bad machshav or a bad eitzah. That's the Gemara makes a diak like this, and it's a Rashi and Chumash. So the Mashahi asks the question that everyone asks there. We're Rashi, but no one asks it over there. No, the Rashi doesn't ask it, but Rashi asks like this. The lechayra it says kula manashim. It says in the pasuk that they were all chashiv. Chashav of people when they went to spy on the land. So that the Mashal asked the Kasha. This is Gam Lefi Hadrash, Kulam Anoshim, the Betchila Anoshim Ksheim Hayu, Hainu B'Sha'ah Shenivchru. That's when they were chosen to go. Avavahalichasam Be'etzerah Hayu. The time they left already, it was Be'etzerah. Others say Pshat to answer this question that really they never realized they were Kulam Anoshim, they were Chashav of people. And when they went, they didn't even realize that they were going wrong Machshava because they had Negias. But after they came back and we saw the report, we chapped that even when they went, they really had the wrong Machshava. They themselves did not realize it because people don't realize sometimes when they're going for the wrong reasons. It says Vayter in the Pasuk, Vayisapruloi, it says they gave over the report, Vayimru Banu ala Aratash Hashalachtan, Vagam Zavas Chalad Vashu, Vizeperia. First they said, you know, by the way, it is, it's very, very fertile land, Zavas Chalad Vash. And then the next Pasuk says, Efes, Ki Aza Om, which is no, the very strong Hayeshivarat, Vaharam Vatsuris does, it's very huge, fortified cities, Vagam Lidia Anakirisham, we saw also giants there. So the question is, that they start off giving good report, and then they give a bad report. What's going on here? On Rav Yechanan, Mr. Ramea, big aside. Koloshu harash, eibay dov emes b'chilasai, emes kaim b'saifai. They want to give a bad report, but if you don't start off with something true, with something good, people won't listen to you. You come back and say, the place is a disaster. No one's going to believe a word you're saying. They chap that you have a bad attitude. But if you start off giving a good report, emes, the good report, then you go into the Loshu hara, then it works. So it says that the Yidden complained, and they were complaining, and it says in the Pasuk, Yahas Kolav Esa'om El Moshe. Kolav got everyone quiet. Vayoyim Oloi Na'ala V'Rash Noi Zayk Yochel Nuchaloi. So we go up. How did Kolav get Klai Yisrael quiet? Amar Rabba, She'asisom V'dvarim. He fooled them a little bit. Pasach Yeshua, because Yeshua started talking, the Kamashtoi. Yeshua started talking and giving and trying to defend Eretz Yisrael. Amri Lei, so the people said to him, Dein Rosh Keti Imal, this person who doesn't have any children, is Rosh Ketua Rashi, She'ein Loi Bonim, and he's not going to have children who even take a chelik in the Aretz. He's going to speak in front of us, he has no Shaykhs here. We don't want to listen to him. That's how Rashi learns. The Aruch brings down a pshat that is called Rosh Ketia because he is, his name really was Hosea. And he added the extra word, Yud, Yehoshua. He says, this person, he doesn't have, his name not even Yehoshua. His name is Hosea. He's going to talk in front of us. They're trying to make fun of him. So Yeshua tried to talk, and they tried to get him quiet by making fun of him. So Amos, the Kalib said, Mestina, if I start talking, Amri B. Mills, they'll find something wrong with me, V'chasimli, they'll quiet me down. They'll muzzle me up. So Amal Lehem, so he started saying like this, V'chisu b'vad oshalonu ben Amram. So Kalev starts saying, he started saying, you think this is the only thing ben Amram did to us? And everyone thought he's going to say some sabri b'gnusik amashtoi. He's going to make fun of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's to get everyone quiet. Everyone wants to hear a good piece of gossip. Ishtiku, they're all quiet. Amalahu, ha'itzionu mitzrayim. He took us out of Mitzrayim, v'karlonu sayom, he split the yam, v'achilonu sayomon, he gave us the mon. So im yoymar, even if he told us to make ladders and go up to the sky, we will listen to him. Whatever he says, we're going to listen to. And this is how he got them to be quiet by having them think that he's going to speak against Moshe Rabbeinu. So it says in the Pasuk Vayita, But the Meraglim that went together with Kalev and Shua said, ki chozok hu mimenu. He's stronger than us. And Amar Chanina, that mimenu was referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas Shalom. Amar Rabbi Chanina Baruch Papa, Dovah Godol Dibrim Meraglim with Shua. Ki chozok hu mimenu, and the Rashi takes out the words, I'll take mimenu. Ki chozok hu mimenu, el kaviyachol afilu balabayis. I'm skipping the line on purpose, the Rashi takes it out. Ki chozok hu mimenu, kaviyachol afilu balabayis, eino yachol etziyu kevav misham. Even the Baal Bayis, even the Kodesh Baruch Hu cannot take his Kalim out of Eretz Yisrael. It's so fortified. There's no way he could get rid of the people, or nations who are living in Eretz Yisrael. That's what they were saying, Chazuk Vimenu, it was Apokarsis. So it says in the Pasuk also that they reported that Eretz Oichelas Yoshvehi. It's a land that eats the Yoshveha, that the people there are dying. Darish Rav Am Kodesh Baruch Hu, Anicha Shiftiya L'Toiva. I did that L'Toiva for their good. V'heim Chashul Ra, and they took it the wrong way. They took it as a bad omen that people were dying, and I did it for them. Anicha Shiftiya L'Toiva, the Chol Hechad Amatu, any place they reached, Meis Chashiva Dedu, the Chashul of a person of the city died, K'Hechad and Teradu, they're very busy with the Levaya, but L'Shul Av Asara, then I can go realize these Meraglim. So Hashem did it for their good, and meanwhile they took it the wrong way. So, oh, people die here all the time. V'Ikad Amri, some say, it was Eiv Noch Nafshe, it was Eiv who died. V'Itru Kuli Av Mespeda, everyone was busy with their Hesped. Everyone's busy with the Hesped, and that Mashal explains, that was the Toiva. Toiva was also that he got rid of Eiv, who would have been Megan on the nations, and he died. I can ask me, if Eiv died, so why did they think that Eretz Echelas Yashvehi? Only one person died, only Eiv died. So Mashal explains that as well, that they didn't know who died. All they saw was a lot of Hespedim. So it says in the Mashal like this, V'chi M'shum Shemeis Hu Choshvu Eretz Echelas Yashvehi? They didn't know Eiv Meis. But given the Kuli Alma also Hesped, everyone was making a Hesped. Choshvu the Rab Meis. A lot of people died. Toiva Eiv Meis v'zois Hatshuva first Mikra Kisar Tzilom. Like Rashi says, their protection is not here anymore. Akaponim. So Heim Choshvu Ra Eretz Echelas Yisraeliv. They thought that it was a bad thing, and meanwhile, it was a good thing. Either just to keep them busy, they shouldn't find the Meraglim, or because Hashem got rid of the Eiv, who was the Tzadik Hadar, who would have protected all the nations. It says further in the Pasuk, when the Meraglim giving their bad report, it says, V'nehi b'einenu kichagavim, v'cheinayinu b'einayim. He said, we were in their eyes like chagavim, and that's how we felt as well. We felt like grasshoppers between these giants. Omarav Mesharashim, Meraglim Shakrihava. These Meraglim were not saying the truth. They felt like Chagavim, we understand. Okay, they felt like grasshoppers. They said that they also thought they were Chagavim. How did they know that the giants considered them like grasshoppers? The Gemara says, no, they're not lying. Because when they used to give the first Suda after Avil, they give them a special Suda called Suda Savra. When they were given the Suda Savra, Tusi Arzi Ava Mavri. They did it under the trees, in the shade. When the Meraglim saw that the giants were coming to the trees, they had to get out of the way quickly. They wanted to climb up a tree. Shomi de Ka'amri, they heard them saying, Khazina Inchi the Domi Lukam Tiviloni. I see these people who are similar to grasshoppers that are in the trees. They're in the trees, or similar to ants. They're in the trees. So they taka heard, they knew that that's what they looked like in their eyes. It says in the Pasuk further, Vatisa Kola Eda, Vayitnu as Kailom Vayivku. Says after they heard this bad report, they all started crying.
Everyone
no one says no. Wait a minute, what? Everyone holds a bad report.
No, no one said they were
Shakron, yeah.
But
right, that never happened. Right, yeah, the story didn't happen. Yeah.
These people were giants. The whole world was a grasshopper. The talking book of some men today. It's not every neighborhood.
I guess maybe every neighborhood had different in the giants' neighborhood didn't the little guys did not live. They wouldn't have the same gas station. What?
We know four of them. We don't know more of them.
No, we don't. You know, three of them in Hebron, but no, the places where they were. I guess there was a family of giants. Giants don't have to mean like till the sky, but they were much bigger. They were the people. They were huge. It wasn't only three people. That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. Yeah. Batisa kala eidav itnuas koilam vayivku. They cried that night. Omer Rav, Omer Rav Yerchan, oisa hayoim erev Tisha B'Av haya. That day was the night of Tisha B'Av. Omer Kosh Baruch Hu, heim bachu b'chia shalchinam. They cried for no reason. V'ni ekva lahem b'chila daris. And they're going to get punished, that they're going to have a Bechila Dairis. That night will be the night of Tisha B'Av, which will be forever and ever Bechia, because they cry for no reason in this case. Everyone said, let's stone Yeshua and Kali Va'avonim. The next passage said, and we darshan that they were trying to lyrigoim Kvayt Hashem as well. They threw a klap in Myla. And the Mepharshim were really bothered, like, well, what are they? They're not dumb people. You throw a rock towards the sky, you're not going to throw it at Hashem. So what does it mean to Kvayt Hashem? So some say it means they try to throw it at Moshe. And throwing at Moshe is ki'ilu that you're doing klapim ma'ilu, because Moshe is the shliach of Hashem. That's what some say pshat, or some say they threw it at the cloud. Akaponim, with Hashem to Kvayt Hashem, they threw avonim to Kvayt Hashem as well. It says vayter in the psukim, vayimusu hanashim vayitziya diba sa'aretz b'magefa. It says they died b'magefa, that they, it says b'magefa, not b'magefa, which sounds like they died in the magefa that's midah k'nega midah. What was the magefa? It doesn't say in the pasuk. Omer Shem Malaka, Shemesu Misa Meshuna. What happened? Omer Rav Chani Bar Papa, Dorosh Rav Shilish, Ish Kfarat Marasa, Malam Mishishrav V'Loshoynam, the L'Shoynam Nafal, the nafal al tiburam, their tongue got very long, but nafal al tiburam, and it went all the way toward their tiburam, to the navel. Ehoyu soilim, the bottom of the stomach, by taloyim and worms yitzim al shenim nichas nafal tiburam, left their tongue, went into the stomach. With tiburam went back and forth. With tiburam nichas al shenim went from the stomach back into the tongue, all because of lashon hara. That was the magefa. That was midi kenega mida. Ba magefa is not. Is lashon ba magefa, that magefa, which is magefa of mida kenega mida. Another pshav, Nachum Yitzchak Amar b'Askar Meisa, died in a sickness called askaro, which is constricts the throat, also because that comes on lashon hara. So now the Gemara goes back to the Yarden with the crossing of the Yarden. We started off with the crossing of the Yarden because that's what our Mishnah is talking about. Har Eivol and Har Grizim, which they landed up after they crossed the Yarden. And because we said how big the rocks were, we took a break by saying how big the Eshkol was, and therefore we darshened the Psukim by Meraglim. Now we're going back to the Psukim of the Yarden. So remember, the Kahanim, which were coming from the other side of the Yarden, which is the eastern side of the Yarden, is the other side of the Yarden, which is in Chutz Laaretz, which was actually the where the Chatz Yishev Menashe took their, with God Reuven, Chatz Yishev Menashe took their chelek, Balak Panim, that's where they were. They put the legs, the bottom of the feet, the Kohanim, with the Aron, into the water. The water stopped, and Gantz Klai Yisrael crossed. But they are still on the other side of the Yarden. Gantz Klai Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, on the west side of the Yarden. But the Kohen and the Kohanim and the Aron are still on the east side of the Yarden, they're out of Eretz Yisrael. So the kibun sha'ala achron shivishom la yarden chozur ma'alim l'kaimam. The water went back to its regular path. Shneim in the pasuk vayhiva loisa kahanim noisa orim bris Hashem etecha yarden, which means they backed out of it. Nosku kapois ragle kahanim alacharava. Their feet of the kahanim reached the dry land. Vayeshuvu me'yardim kaimam. Vayelchu k'mal shulshim. The yarden went like its regular path, like kol gadoisav on all its banks. Nimtza. What happened is now, Oroin v'noisav v'kahanim mitzad echad. The Oroin and the Kahanim were carrying it are on one side. V'Yisrael mitzad echad. And the Yisrael is on the other side, mitzad echad. The Yisrael is on the other side, in Eretz Yisrael. Because they never crossed the Yarden. It says, as soon as Gantz Klal Yisrael left the Yarden, the water went back to its regular stream. Now it doesn't say, including the Kahanim. It says, because where were they? They didn't cross. They stayed where they were. It says, you have to read the Psukim. It says they put their legs in the Kahanim, into the water, and they stopped. The Kahanim, remember, picture this. The whole army, they stopped the place. The water splits. Gantz Klal Yisrael crosses. So what does it say? It says that the minute the last one from Klal Yisrael crossed, it went like regular.
Why wouldn't that be including
the Kahanim? What? Because the what? They're holding the army. So it says, but that they took their feet out of the Yarden. Don't say anywhere they crossed the Yarden. They left the Yarden. And you know what? If you always thought that was a pshat, so we have a Gemara. It says that you have wrong pshat. I'm not sure what the kasha is. The Gemara is saying is that you don't disagree with that. It's a good, great question. It's a good thing. That's why you should never learn Nachwa out of Rebbe and without knowing the Mefarshim. But anyway, it's gone to a first. The Pasuk never crossed the Yarden. So they put the legs in the Yarden. It's like you're asking kashas, like it looks like you learned through a parasha of Yeshua and you have a question. Look at the parasha there. They put the feet in the Yarden. So could be you asking that's where Rashi has a kash in that pasuk, but Echnam, you could be asking that pasuk, could be asking Yamin. I and Rashi the answers. The pasuk Yudalev says, "Vehi kasha tam kol om lavar vayava aron Hashem vakanam fnei om." So Rashi asks, "What do you mean? It sounds like they were in front of them." Rashi says that pasuk is going after the story. It says, "Ein mukta mukhem b'tayr." I and Rashi, but the probably has to be asking from. But the Rashi answers a good question. Okay, back to the Gemara. So it says here that the Kahanim were mitzad. So you have a good point. I'm telling you, the teretz is because it just says they dipped their feet into the yard and it split. It never says they moved. It never says they went across the yard. So it turns out they're on one side and the Israel on the other side. So what happened? So the Gemara says, Nosa Aroin es Noisa v'Avar. The Aroin picked up the people holding it, which means the Aron picked up the Kahanim va'avar and crossed them. They flew over the Yarden. So it means Gans Klai Yisrael walked through the Yarden. They got a flying crossing through the Yarden. Shnemar v'hikash tam kolam lavar va'yavar Aron Hashem va'kahanim fneam. It says that va'yavar. It sounds like they flew over it. Aron Hashem va'kahanim. The Aron Hashem and the Kahanim. Val dovezeh. And on this thing that he didn't know this, Nenash Uzzah. Uzzah made a mistake in this area. We know from the Haftarah and Parashat Shemini where the David HaMelech was moving the Aron from one place to another place and they brought it on the Agolos. He put it on a wagon and it was a very big cover. They were bringing the Aron and as they were traveling, the Aron looked like it was about to fall off the Agola. And Uzzah jumped to catch it and Hashem killed Uzzah on the spot. Shunema vayivoyu ad goyren kidon vayishlach Uzzah es yodoy lecho es aron. Uzzah stuck out his hand to catch the aron. Amalei karish baruchu. Uzzah noisav nosa atzme lekoshken. If it could carry the people who carried it, it carries Kahanim. You think it can't take care of itself? Vayicha af Hashem beUzzah vayakehu sham al hashal. It says that Hashem got angry at Uzzah and he killed him on the spot. But Yom Hashem Ima Rein Al Kim. He died right there. Rabbi Yechonah Rabbi Leza. What's Lashon Al Shal? Charam Al Iskei Shalu. Shalu is Lashon forgetting. That Iskei Shalu means that he forgot to, and he grabbed the arm. But Charam Al Shal means Shosu Tzrocha V'Fonov. He went to the bathroom in front of it. Lashon of Kiyishal Zaysecha. That's something that comes out of him. And what's pshat on that? That makes no sense. The Gemara says, "Ostrach." What does it mean? The pshuta is a little shver to understand that. So the Mefarshim already speak out. The Rabbi Yashiv says he got so scared, so frightened, it caused him to ostrach. Like upon him, that again, that the fault was that he should have known this thing. Of course, Uzzah was considered Adam Godly. He wasn't considered a Rasha. He was considered Adam Godly, but he did the wrong thing. He should have known this halacha. Even though that's the automatic reflex to try to catch the Aron, but Lamaisa was a tie on him, even though it's automatic reflex. And some say that's why, I saw this in the new article of Chumashim, the Hebrew ones, that it brings that's the reason why we laid it on Parashas Shmini, is because Nadav Avihu also died. They were trying to do something good, trying to bring a Keteira, trying to bring a carbon, and they died. Uzzah was the same thing, was trying to do something good. But Lamaisa, if you do, you could try to do something good, but if you're not doing what Hashem tells you to do, then that's considered not a correct thing. But Yomas Sham Im Aron Elikim, it says he died with the Aron Elikim. Just like the Aroin is Kayam Lo'ilam, it was Nignaz. We know it was Nignaz. Af Uzzah Ba'al Olam Haba. So Gemara says clearly, he went to Olam Haba, even though he died because of Avera. He went to Olam Haba, straight to Olam Haba. So it says in the Pasuk, Vayichar LeDavid, Al Asher Paratz Hashem, Paratz Uzzah. David was upset that this pierce happened. It doesn't mean that he was angry. It means his face got black like a burnt cookie. That's what it means. He was very upset about it. It means it was upset. We'll see. It was einish to David, this death. Loyal. So it says that the shtar of Ella ma'ato kolecha the chsiv ayichar hachinami. Anytime it says ayichar means that your face got black. No, the Gemara says no. Hasam k'siv af. If it says v'yicha af, we know it means anger. Ha'chaloi k'siv af. Doros Rav, v'peiman enesh David. Why did David get this einish? This was k'siv einish to David. You know why? Because Uzzah died, al yodai. It happened because of him. And one of the things that David maybe did wrong to a certain extent is he brought the Oren on Agala. On Agala, he should have been carrying it, like Gemara's gonna say soon. But upon him, David got this oinish. David arranged this moving of the Oren. It was a big simcha, and it got ruined. It was marred by Uzzah getting killed. Because it called the divrei Torah zmiris. It says that David HaMelech said when he was running away from his enemies, he always had the Torah, and that kept him going. The zmiris ha'yuli. And he called the Torah Zmiris, only Kosh Baruch Hu, the Divrei Torah Kosh Bahem, Hissif Einech Abay Veinenu. You stop learning for a second, you miss one day, and it goes away. At the Torah Zmiris, calling it Zmiris, not a song. The Torah has to be learned every day. So I reigned in Machshil Chavadov, so I feel tonight, so it's Rabbin, you know, I saw. I'm going to be Machshil you something, even tonight, so it's Rabbin, know it. The Chassif said in the Pasuk, but if Nei Kos, Loi Nosan, Ki Avoides HaKodesh, but it says Avodas Hakodesh is you didn't give the Bnei Kos Agolos. Why not? Ki Avodas Hakodesh Aleihem Bekosef Yisoh. Because you're supposed to carry the Aron Bekosef. That's why they didn't get Agolos. So you should have known this pasuk. Torah says you call it Zmirois. Midik Nagamida. You call it Zmirois to make you forget it. And they forgot this inyan. Ve'iu Asi Ba'Agalta. And therefore, David HaMelech brought it by Agolos. That was a tain on him. And because of that, this whole story happened. So that was the Midik Nagamida. By calling it Zmirois, he forgot this pasuk of Levnei Kosloi Nosan. Actually, Lamaisa, in Halach Lamaisa, there's a whole briska rav at the end of the Sefer, in the Mechtavim, there's a whole shayla of Adim Bekosef Yisoh, is Dafka for the in the Midbar, for the when they were transporting the Aron. In that case, maybe here it's different. Ayin Shom for all the lumdis in this Inyan, or listen to your local rabbi.